Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. Boy, what a weekend it was for the Tigers. Two very close matches. A heartbreaker on Friday, and then, boy, a huge win on Senior Day for the Tigers as Auburn took down number four, Georgia. Auburn interim head coach Lester Cook now joins us. You talk about a wide range of emotions on a tennis weekend, huh, Coach?
Both matches, 4 hours, both matches coming down to deciding court, third sets. It was just beyond emotional, both matches could have gone either way. It was on senior weekend, all the parents, family members in town. It doesn't get more emotional than that. That was a hectic weekend.
All right. Kind of take us into the interim time after the Friday match and that emotion and what had to be just heartbreak after that. And then you now get ready for, I think, undefeated in the SEC, Georgia. Number four in the country, Georgia, coming in for these players' final match at the Arbro Tennis Center. What was said? How did everyone handle that Saturday as you get ready for the Sunday, Coach?
It was just my amazing pregame speech. I'm joking. I think I've said it a couple times this year already. But before the match, I really just wanted to get the point out. Like, we've played all the top teams. We've played, we've seen the levels, and every single time we've had a chance to win. So this is no different. I know it's senior day. I know you're supposed to be the last home match. Like, there's a lot of emotions, but let's not focus on that. Let's just focus on what we came here to do. Let's do what we know we can and go out and compete for every single point. And that's exactly what they did. And I'm so proud of them. For not doubting it at all. Even when we won the doubles point, it's like, all right, we're going to do it the hard way. Let's go out and let's get four singles points. And to their credit, with all the adversity and that they faced and everything that's happened, they really came out and did an amazing job against Georgia.
What was that moment like when Carolyn clinched it on among her, not just her, but senior day then?
Yeah. I'm so happy for her to be able to have that memory for the rest of her life. To have the deciding match your senior year, senior day, in front of friends and family against the top five team. It doesn't get any better than that. And she's going to have that, and she's going to remember that for the rest of her life. And that's why I love college tennis so much. And I remember those moments that I had in college, 20 years ago, and those are some of the best times ever. So it couldn't happen to a better person. She deserved everything that comes to her, and I'm just so happy about that.
Auburn right now number four in the SEC with a 7-3 record. You hold on to that, you get that double bye in the upcoming SEC tournament. Let's just talk about where this team is now, and then we'll concentrate on your match this week, but kind of where this team has put itself in position at this point with regard to not only the SEC tournament, but the NCAA tournament as well right now, Coach.
Sure. This is crunch time. This is what we've been working towards the whole year. And we're ready for it. We're peaking, we're getting better every week. And it couldn't happen at a better time, right? Like, this is it. We got three more conference matches and then two tournaments. So, we're just focusing on what we're improving each week and going out and executing that.
All right. On the road at Alabama, one match this week, Friday, 5:00 on the road at Alabama. Just talk about this match, the importance of this match. We know the rivalry, but just how important this match is with regard to this Auburn women's tennis season at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It's we got to stay focused and not try to think too much about, if we win this and, this will be our seeding going into the tournament, trying to take it one match at a time, one point at a time. But obviously that's in the back of the head that this is really important for saving the body, trying to get a couple of buys, like you mentioned. in the tournament. But you know, I mean, every team in the SEC is tough, and everyone's had good results, bad results. So, you know, I think that takes a little bit out of our control, and we just really need to focus on the match at hand that day.
Harken back to your playing days, Coach. Talk about your arch rival in your playing days, and for this team, of course, it is, and every team at Auburn, it is always Alabama. How did you handle those big rivalry weeks for you as a player?
Oh, I loved it. And, you know, when we talk about Carolyn's moment yesterday or 2 days ago, I think about, you know, playing University of Texas, you know, and I, you know, I had that moment myself. I was the last match on the court, Big 12 championship semifinals, A&M versus UT, huge rivalry. I was fortunate enough to come out on top, and that really is the greatest tennis memory of my life. So I loved it. I loved competing. I loved playing against a rival, you know, more fans, more tension. I loved it. So I hope I can express that to the girls and be excited for it. And it's something to be, it's a great opportunity to go out and play well. So yeah, I'll be excited for it.
What have you seen from Alabama? What have you been able to see from Alabama throughout this season, Coach?
Same, you know, tough matches, 4-3 losses, great results, mixed results too. But a tough team. They're, you know, probably right behind us right in the conference standings, and every match counts right now.
All right. Auburn at Alabama, the one match for the Tigers this week. Auburn plays at Alabama Friday at 5. Wish you safe travels, Coach. Wish you all the best. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Lester Cook on This Week at Auburn Women's Tennis.